Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Luke Pence. He is the president of Newark Kiwanis. Now, again, Joel, we got in this morning and all I saw was cloudy skies, chance of rain. Then it went to partly sunny. Then it went to mostly sunny. I'm just going to go with sunny today.
Okay.
Sunny. I'm done. I'm not even going
to
mention
it. It's so
rain.
Contrary to your normal disposition, but we'll take it.
Believe that, Mr. Half empty guy. But sunny skies throughout the day, high near 62. Cloudy tonight, a low near 41. And then Saturday, sunny with a high near 66. Should be a great start to the Utica Ice Cream Festival tomorrow, the parade at 11 o'clock. So be sure to get out to Utica. Again, our guest today is Luke Pence, president of Newark Kiwanis. And before we even get into this, Luke, we've got a guy that works here. He got his birthday gift the other day, and it was a grill. Now, that's a great gift. Don't get me wrong.
Gift, yes.
Yeah, I don't know what guy doesn't want a grill. His family used it, though, before they gave it to him. I mean, does it get any worse than that?
No, that's pretty bad. I don't think you're not supposed to touch another man's grill, correct?
See?
Right.
See? It's like the red. It's like the.
Well, they hadn't really given it yet, so maybe they didn't determine it was his yet.
The gift was for him. It was his birthday. What do you mean determine if it was his or not?
It becomes his possession when you give it.
Well, and I think they were saying, too, well, we made him burgers for his birthday. I'm not buying that.
You make the argument you're breaking it in for him. You know?
Seasoning. The word is seasoning. It.
Scrape the grease off the grates, hopefully, before they get it.
There wouldn't be any grease on it if they didn't use the damn thing. So, I don't want to hear that. You're an HR guy. I could see you getting somebody complaining about that. I would be.
Definitely lots of complaints about something like that.
I'd be like, where's my human resources guy?
I don't think those come with families.
No.
I mean, nope.
Probably could use one, though.
Probably could.
That's right. Well, president of Newark Kiwanis, and I, again, all know that this is Utica Ice Cream Festival week. But the following week, next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, kicks off the Strawberry Festival. This is a all-hands-on-deck thing for Newark Kiwanis. It's a lot of fun, though, however, as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Great fun. I've been in Kiwanis for about 8 years now, so this will be my eighth event. Actually, there was a couple years where we didn't have one because of COVID, but great event, great Licking County event, and actually people come all from all over the state to attend the event, so we're really looking forward to next weekend.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you got down there to make the shortcakes. Shout out to R&M Bakery. They let us use their bakery this past time. Over 4,000 shortcakes were made.
Is that going to be enough?
We will find out next weekend.
It better be.
If you see Luke running around going, anybody got some shortcakes we need to borrow? But 4,000 cakes, man, that's a lot of shortcakes.
Yeah, definitely a lot of shortcakes. And once again, thank you so much to R&M Bakery, local bakery, for letting us use their oven. It's a huge, huge time saver for us.
So we went through that like it was no tomorrow because they got the old style. I think it was 1948. The oven just kept turning them out, and I'm like, man, keep cooking. But boy, did it! I don't know. Again, I don't know if you got down there. Man, did it smell good?
Oh, I can't imagine.
Oh my God, it was just and they gave me the secret recipe. So
secret
now
recipe.
I know the recipe for the biscuits.
Mm. It's like you're like the Colonel Sanders of the Newark Kiwanis, and you're the only one that knows the recipe.
Yeah, my luck. Everybody be like, what was wrong with these biscuits?
Right, exactly.
They weren't very good. Jody Doney.
Yeah. Blame it on the missus.
She was
another HR moment, I smell. Another HR moment.
Well, again, let's get back to Newark Kiwanis. Again, you've been in it for about 8 years. Like you said, I've been in it at about 12. And I'll tell you, it's a great group of folks. We have a lot of fun at our meetings. But we do get a lot of work done to help folks in our community. I shudder to think what would happen if there wasn't a Kiwanis or an Elks or a Rotary. We need these organizations.
Yeah, no doubt. A lot of really cool people that you can meet at the meetings. A lot of passionate people that have a very strong background in Licking County. Lived here a long time, you know, want to see the county flourish. And then we have some newer people in the group also that are new to the area and that want to be involved. And one of the great things about Licking County is, you know, the kind of the tight-knit community and people want to help out. And Newark Kiwanis is obviously a great way to do that.
When you talked about some of the younger people as well, and that's, I know we've look, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but you know, a lot of times you get in these service organizations and it's folks that have been in it 40 years, 30 years, older folks. I'm not calling anybody out, Patty Kutz, but I'm just saying there's a lot of, you know, older folks in there. We need to get that young blood. They need to get involved.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. When I tell friends of mine that I'm the president of Newark Kiwanis, their first thing they always say, they go, what are you, like 70? I'm like, no, kind of one of the younger people in the group, but we're trying to bring the demographic down a little bit, and we've been able to do that over the last couple of years. So
it does seem, Luke, that there is a real heart for, like, my son's 25, and, you know, the 20s and 30s, there's a real heart for community. There's a real heart for helping people. And it surprises me that some civic organizations struggle with younger membership, because it seems like there's a lot of young, do-good, can-do, active people out there.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think there's so many options now where maybe years ago there wasn't many as options as there are now. You know, so many different organizations and things that you can do online and things like that. So, you know, the things have changed a little bit, but I still think, like you said, there's a great market for that out there, especially with younger people also. Mm-hmm.
And again, we should mention, you work at the Licken County Board of DD. I mean, you see a lot of younger folks as human resources director, and there's a lot of folks at the Board of DD that are active in the community. I mean, is that something that you kind of strive to folks when you come aboard? Hey, look, we understand work's going to have its issues and that, but we really want you to get involved in the community?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. One of the things that we talk about all the time as we go through the hiring process is, you know, we can train people to do jobs. You know, we can train people. One thing that we can't make people do is we can't make people care. You know, we can't make people have a passion for what they do. We can't make people have empathy. So that's one of the things, obviously, that when we're going through the hiring process that we look for. We look for passionate people that want to help people. And we've been very successful in doing that. We have a great crew there also. So something that we strive for.
Yeah, I mean, when you took over as, and again, I remember the whole process you to do that as president and all that. It's really not that hard.
No, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. You know, you run every meeting, so there's a lot of planning that goes into the meetings. But once again, we have a great group. You know, there's a board of directors that helps me out tremendously. There's a president-elect and a vice president that does a lot of work also. So it's a lot of work, but it's not too bad. And, you know, it's something that I feel strongly about. So it kind of goes back to what I said. You know, if you're passionate about something and want, you know, care about the community and want to help help things out, this is a great way to do it. So it's not that bad.
As he goes, oh.
Right. there's a light at the end of the tunnel. My tenure ends at the end of September, so, you know, I about 4 months left.
When
so,
you talk about that kind of person, though, is it, you know, members, are they kind of keeping their eye out in the community for that type of person, or does that type of person typically seek out organizations like the Kiwanis?
I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest with you. I think there's some people that just have a passion for the community, the passion to volunteer and serve, and they're always seeking out options. And I think other people, I think maybe that, you know, it could be around other people that maybe talk them into doing things, or maybe have family members that are in organizations and things like that, and they see the work that they do and say, oh, that's, you know, that's something that I'm interested in, something that I might try to try to find. So I think a little bit of both.
Cool.
And you know, I know when I was asked to be in Kiwanis, I you'd heard of them. I mean, just like a Rotary,
of
them. But you really didn't understand how much they were doing in the community till you got involved. And I was like, wow, they do more. I mean, everybody knew about the strawberries, and we'll get to that, the festival. But so many other things. I mean, helping out with the library backpack program, Boys and Girls Club of Newark, Food Pantry Network, Heartbeats. I mean, it's amazing how many different things can be done. And these other organizations are very appreciative.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Sponsorship opportunities for golf events and things like that. And obviously Camp O'Bannon, the big one, our big project at Camp O'Bannon. So, yeah, a lot of things in the local community that the Kiwanis goes to benefit. Mm-hmm. It's really a lot.
And I tell folks, once you come out to Camp O'Bannon one time, when we have at least one meeting out there every year, you're hooked. I mean, you just tell the kids, just go up and smile. Help us get that person to be a member. But it is so much fun to see the kids running around out there, and they'll be out there probably starting next week. Mm-hmm. But it is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's always the club's one of the favorite days of the year. We go out there and have lunch and sit down and are able to talk to the kids and eat lunch with the kids and, you know, ask some questions about what they like about camp and how many friends they've made. And you can see the smiles on their faces. And, you can just see what a strong impact the camp has on them. It's a really cool. It's always one of my favorite days of the year as a Kwanian member to go out there and see what's going on at Camp O'Bannon.
Plus, they feed you camp food. I mean, what more do you really? Want? You know, Sloppy Joe's.
I'm not going to lie. That's the most important.
Because I found out he can be pretty finicky with his food.
Is that right?
A little finicky from time to time.
Yeah, I sit on the board of DD, so disclosure there. And there were talk about, hey, we're going to do these kind of meals. And everybody kind of looked over at him like, oh, I'm like, uh-oh. There's the thorn in the rose right there, buddy.
Mm. Yeah, my big thing is you don't want to be around me when I'm hungry. So usually, like, our board meetings are later in the day. It gets into dinner time. We have our leadership team meetings that go into lunch, so people know that when it's time to eat, that it's time to wrap things up. So I've always been like that.
Careful planning.
Yes.
There's a goal in mind, and the goal is the next meal. I love that.
Yeah, I'm not messing with him when he says it's time to go. And boy, let me tell you something. His board meetings for Kiwanis on the hour.
Yeah.
I mean, my man is ready. Okay, let's time to wrap up.
Rule strong with an iron fist.
Dinner time. Yes.
You know, real quick before we take a break and get into the Strawberry Festival, if folks want to get involved in a meeting, we've moved. I mean, it's at the first of the year, but maybe throw out the particulars of where we are, where we meet, and what time.
Yeah, the best thing to do would just be to come to a meeting. We meet at our meetings start at 12:15 on every Tuesday at the Newark Public Library in downtown Newark. We have a lunch that starts usually about 11:45. Palumbo's in Granville does our catering every week. They have amazing food, so we always have a good meal. Meeting starts around 12:15. We do some business. Then we usually have a speaker, usually that starts right around 12:30. Could be a local nonprofit. It could be a community person. Could be somebody from the school systems. We've had coaches in the past. But I would encourage anybody that's interested in joining Kiwanis just to come to the Newark Public Library. Show up around noon on Tuesday. We're in the big meeting room there. Come check a meeting out, and we would be happy to have you as a guest and then hopefully become a member.
Yeah, again, and it's a fun. Everybody who comes in there says the same thing. This is a fun group. And I'm not saying the other ones aren't Rotary, but I mean, a lot of the other ones, I mean, we do have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
Yeah, it's a really cool group.
Riley's just shaking his head over there like, how many people can he make mad this morning?
How many human resources moments have there been so far? We've pegged the meter.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. Luke Bence, he is the president of Newark Kiwanis, got the big Strawberry Festival coming up next weekend. So remember, this weekend it's Utica Ice Cream Festival. We always follow them. It's always Utica and then Newark Kiwanis Strawberry Festival. Sunny skies today, high right around 62, cloudy tonight, low near 40, and then for the weekend, just beautiful. Saturday, sunny, Sunday on partly sunny, and then Monday, it kind of maybe a little bit of both, but not too bad if you think about what we've had here lately with all of the rain across Licking County. All right, Luke, you got the Newark Kiwanis Strawberry Festival. I know Thursday night, 5 o'clock, we'll be down there shutting down the streets in downtown Newark, but the real fun is over at Save-A-Lot in the back warehouse room, I like to call it. We start cutting them strawberries.
A lot of strawberries. A lot of strawberries to cut, yes.
Is there a kind of a formula? Because you said you made 4,000 cakes. So is it just eyeball it? So it looks right. Is it three berry pieces per cake? How does that work?
Well, to cut, we have about 45
usually right around
buckets.
There.
So think of the Home Depot buckets. That's okay. What we dump them in.
Buckets.
Yeah, yes. Like a 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we do about 45 to 50 of those.
Okay.
And get those out there.
Okay.
And get them ready. And you know, you talk about a secret sauce. Judy Bradley and God bless her, Doris Spriggs for what the longest time. Had the recipe. I think Judy has it, obviously, now because Doris moved out of town. But, you know, she has the right mix of sugar, you know, and all that. And, boy, do we go through a lot of sugar. I mean, it's unreal. And then we have a slicing machine, which mm-hmm. is awesome. Mm-hmm. When I first started, we did not have that machine. And you talk about a long...
Cut them by hand.
Well,
you quarter them?
Yep. Cut them or quarter them or half.
A little paring knife, right?
Yep, had the paring. And then, you know, people use that scooper thing to get the stem. I don't have it. Just chop that baby right off yeah. and go.
Do it the Army way. Lose half the berry, don't care. Yes. It's about efficiency.
But, yeah, we're down there for about
four and a half, five hours
cutting strawberries. But it's a lot of fun. Just kind of everybody comes in. And that's where we get volunteers from outside of Kiwanis will come in. Young leaders mm-hmm. come in. We've got Key Club for the mm-hmm. high schools come down. We have family members come down. Anybody wants to come down and help us cut strawberries, we'll take that up. Riley, get down here with your... Oh, that's Thursday Mama Day.
Yes.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
Mama
yeah.
might understand that.
But then, yeah, we set up Thursday. All the rides and the craft vendors start coming in. It's pretty much a madhouse in mm-hmm. downtown Newark on Thursday.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, and we set up the barriers and all those kind of things. So it's a long afternoon on Thursday, but it leads right into Friday, and then the fun really begins. And it is a blast. I mean, we have a great time in our trailer.
Yeah. Very good time. 11 a.m. Friday morning is mm-hmm. the kickoff. So goes till 10 o'clock at night on Friday night, and then 11 to 10 on Saturday night, and then 11 to 6 on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So plenty of time to get down there next weekend.
Like that kickoff time is perfect for a man of your eating pattern.
Yes, it is. That's lunchtime. Lunchtime.
I never thought about that. Anytime he works, our sales go down, but our stock goes down as well.
That's right.
Like, what happened here? Pence has been in here all day. How are we not making any money?
Most important things.
We get the velvet ice cream. So there's, you know, the velvet. And, you know, we were talking about this the other day when Ben Mitchell was in here. Sometimes we forget to take the ice cream out. And, man, that thing could be.
Yeah. It's a bicep workout to mm-hmm. dig into the ice cream, yes.
Oh, yeah, we usually have our Key Club, our high school kids. We're like, what do we get to do? You, big boy, scoop ice cream. Because us old folks can't do it.
And you get
anymore.
The next tub out so it starts thawing a little bit.
Yes.
That's probably what we should need, just an ice cream guy just mm-hmm. to stand back there and kind of do it.
But, got a big microwave somewhere? Hit that for 15 seconds.
No, that's the problem. The big microwave is leave it outside on top of the cooler.
There you go.
And let it start to get a little warm. But again, it's a lot of fun. We've got all the food vendors coming in, the craft vendors as well. I mean, we take over that side of East Main Street. It'll be from the Wendy's down just before Speedway, and then right in front of the old Advocate building. It's boundless now, but it is a lot of fun. But the community come out and supports us because where are they, all the proceeds are going.
Yeah, it's a great event. I mean, I think anywhere from 30 to 40,000 people usually is what we expect for a weekend, sometimes even a little bit more than that, depending on the weather. But, yeah, it's a great event. I think this is year number 40, Dave, if
I'm not
mistaken.
I believe it is, 40
so
or 41.
It's been an event around for a long time that a lot of people in the community look forward to. Mm-hmm. So
do a lot of people do takeout orders? Like, you know, hey, I'm out of the office, I'm going to swing by, pick that up, and take stuff home?
Definitely. A lot of people do, especially on Friday, like you said, right around lunchtime. A lot of people come down from the banks and things like that and yeah. grab a strawberry shortcake for lunch or visit the other food vendors or, all good options.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's Park National, they get like 20 of them on a Friday. So you talk about being busy, and then you're still doing with folks that are coming up to the trailer. But I'm almost sure that they have put in a stock order of 20 on Friday.
Yeah, whoever works that first shift on Friday has got to be ready to go.
Because there's no fooling around. I mean, like I said, you're taking care of that, and you're taking care of the folks at the window. We have our 50-50. I mean, you're going to have a whole lot of different food vendors and craft vendors down there. And a big shout-out to the City of Newark, Licking County Commissioners, and the businesses down there. I mean, they've just kind of, wrapped their arms around this and helped us. I know Newark Police, you're going to see increased safety because of what happened in New Orleans earlier this year. I think it was the Super Bowl.
New Year's Eve.
Year's Eve. So you're going to see increased – but, to me, that's good, though, Luke. I mean, I know a lot of times folks, and I know it's always been a concern of a lot of ours of, there's not – too much security down here, but they're going to be down there, going to see barriers and those kind of things. I think it's a good thing that the city of Newark has jumped on like this.
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely a little bit of increased security this year, but it's definitely worth it. Yeah.
And again, all the proceeds are going to be going to Camp O'Bannon. You can't find a better thing. I know Jess Mitchell has taken, this is her first year, mm-hmm. taking over for a longtime director, Ted Cobb. Now, Ted will be down there. And that's the beauty of this. On Friday night, it's Ted and Jess and all the camp staff. They take over the trailer from 5, I think, until 10 o'clock at night. Now, I'm not saying that we don't give liberal portions as Kiwanians, but we kind of keep an eye on strawberries and ice cream. So what I'm telling you is, if you want a really, really loaded shortcake, you may want to go down there when you see all the tie-dyed shirts.
Yes, yes, no doubt.
Because they loaded.
Pro tip.
Ted's his famous words are, you can get more in there. Right. And I mean, he just... loads of mud.
So does Ted and the tie-dye brigade also cut strawberries?
Yeah, there'll be some of those folks will be down there.
Okay, so
well.
A little sweat equity into the extra portion. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. No, they'll be down there. And again, Ted and his staff, when we went down, they made all the biscuits, the shortcakes. I mean, he was the one down there doing this, doing that. And there's a lot of... He puts a lot into it. I can guarantee you that. Gotcha. And again, you can get vanilla ice cream. You can get strawberry ice cream. I tend to tell people, and this is how I like it, is put a scoop of each. And they're like, I didn't know I could do that. I'm like, do anything you want. I mean, don't put any whipped cream on mine. I don't want any of that. You whipped cream guy?
I'm a whipped cream person, yes.
All right, geez, here we go. You may have to be impeached. Are you ready whip or are you cool whip?
Really, I would do the cool whip.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, we don't have that because it's understandable for that. But boy, if you'd have said ready whip, I mean, there would have been a quick call over to Newark Kiwanis and the board of DD. I'm like, look, I need to speak to the human resources guy. Oh, wait a minute. It's him.
Yeah. You have some weird food walls, man.
I'm not. Are you ready whip?
You have some weird food walls.
So you are ready whip.
I'm not taking a side in this. I'm just saying weird.
No, I just can't do that. But I tell folks, get both flavors of the ice cream on it. It's really, really good. And, you know, we'll do whatever, you know, folks are asking for. Can I get it with ice cream? Yeah. Can I get it without ice cream? A lot of people like that. And then we always have a few folks like, can I have a little bit more juice from the strawberries? And I'm like, sure, why not?
You got to dip from the bottom of the bucket on
right,
that?
Right. You dig down in there and
the
get
strawberry
that.
Squeezins.
Pour it on there, yes.
Yeah, you just, it's amazing. And then whatever's left over, you know, we'll donate to camp. Or we have a member who makes strawberry wine out of it. It's really good. Really good. So, again, that's the Newark Kiwanis Strawberry Festival. I think this year we have shirts, too, if folks want to buy shirts.
Yep, plenty of shirts for sale. There's an information booth. They'll be sold at the information booth right in the middle of the event. You won't be able to miss it.
Yeah, so it would just be a lot of fun. And, again, if you want to learn a little bit more about Kiwanis, this is the perfect way to do it. As Luke mentioned, we've got the info booth down there as well. But it starts on Friday. You'll see us all down there setting things up on Thursday. So keep that in mind, that whole area of East Main Street will be blocked off starting Thursday night at 5. I believe even some of the rides are coming in very early on Thursday morning. Some of those big rides, you got to get them set up pretty early. And that's the other thing. I mean, you set it up. I don't know if you've been down there on Sundays. The wrap-up is unreal how fast those people move.
It comes down very quick.
Oh, my gosh.
Taken down and on to the next town, I imagine.
That's exactly right. Well, a lot of the same vendors you'll see at Granville.
Sure.
A lot of them are going to be up at Utica for the Velvet Ice Cream Festival, so they do get around. If folks want more information, what's the easiest way for them to get it?
Just to go to our website. You can go to our website, or you can go to our Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and look up Newark Kiwanis information on there. Mm-hmm. Everything related to Strawberry Festival you can find on there would be the easiest way to do that.
And if you do Newark Kiwanis, you're going to want to put in there Newark Kiwanis, Ohio.
Yes.
Because like we were talking with Amanda Vozella for the Boys and Girls Club, somebody put in Newark and took them to Newark, New Jersey.
Yes. So, I'm sure they have a wonderful Strawberry Festival also.
Not as good as ours.
Not as good as ours.
Well, Luke, I appreciate it. I appreciate all your efforts as president of Newark Kiwanis. You will be busy next weekend.
I'm sure you're busy.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be hard to find you down there. It's you and the rest of us will be down there quite a bit, so I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.